Love seeing our leaders here today. So good to see you guys and talk with you. And for those watching online, I have good news. We're going to begin to open some in-person worship services coming soon. So starting next week, we're going to begin to roll out our plan to have opportunities for you to come in here. We'll be at our South Abbey location. As you probably suspect, schools aren't sure what they're going to do yet or what the school year is going to look like. So we're not sure what that means for us yet, but we'll figure that out, cross that bridge when we get there. But for this summer, we're going to utilize our location as a time to get together. So stay tuned to that. But let me begin today. And actually, I'm going to ask you to stand again for a moment. And I want to read this scripture to you and pray. And I just really want you to listen very closely. Listen with your heart to the words of Jesus here. It's John chapter 10, starting at verse 11. Jesus says this, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd." Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we acknowledge this morning that you are the good shepherd. Father, that is a point of worship and praise for us today. Father, we need you to lead us right now. Personally, as a community, as a nation, God, we want to be led by you because no one but you is a good shepherd. Today, Father, I pray we could see you as that in our lives in a very personal and a very real way. And I pray, Lord, that we could be strengthened to follow you obediently, joyfully, expectantly. And Father, we could see that you are a shepherd who has already given everything for us because you love us. And you will never run out when things get tough, but you'll protect us. You'll be with us. And so, Lord, help us to be with you now. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you so much. Well, again, if you're tuning in online, I'm just checking, seeing who's on here. Mom and Dad, welcome. You can always count, you know, on your parents to watch your sermons. Tom, John, Manu, Pat, good to see you. Barb, Lisa, my cousin Lisa, welcome. We're so glad, as Jovan said, if you're watching online right now, make sure to just take a minute and share this experience. You can break your phone out in church. It's all good. We're happy about that. So make sure to do that. We're so glad. And today, I want to talk about this passage, John chapter 10, that Jesus is a good shepherd. And when I read those words this week, those words felt like hope to me. They felt strengthening to me. They felt refreshing to me. And here's the reason why, is I've been pretty tired lately. Anyone else? Could you raise your hand if you've been tired lately? Could you put it in the chat room? Just give an amen if you've been tired. You know, when COVID-19 first broke out and everybody had to pivot, it was tiring. You know, and then trying to figure out how to lead during that time. What are we going to do about church? How are we going to make this happen? How are we going to continue to care for people? And as I heard stories about people getting sick and people losing jobs, it stressed me out. Made me tired. And then a few weeks back, my dad had a very serious heart attack, and it just, you know, has been tough on our family. We're grateful to God for how well he's doing, but he's still got a big, long path of recovery ahead, and it makes me tired. You know, as we see what's happened in the last few weeks in our nation, and, you know, I hurt for my brothers and sisters facing injustice. I hurt for all the conflict and all the blame game that's happening and all sometimes the ugliness that surrounds legitimate concerns and struggles, it's exhausting. Anybody with me on that? It's tiring. And it can wear you out and it can wear you down. And when life is most complicated, when life is most complex, when the answers seem really, really hard to find, then I realize those are the times where I have to go back to the most basic premise of my life. You with me on this? The most basic premise of my life. When I feel like I'm juggling so many things and juggling so many emotions and juggling so many difficult scenarios, those are the times where I have to step away from the complexity and move to the simplicity. Does that make sense over here? I feel like they're not feeling it right now, but they said it makes sense. I got to move from the complexity to the simplicity and to one of the most basic premises of my life. And here's what that is. It's what Jesus said in John chapter 10. Jesus is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. He's your shepherd. And he's a good shepherd. At this time, if you're juggling so much and you're juggling so many feelings that are contradictory and hard to deal with and resolve in your own heart or situations, then I want you to go back to this premise with me this morning. Jesus is your shepherd, and he is the good shepherd. And let me just explain this. I want to give you three ideas to think about today. Number one, why do we need a shepherd? Two, what does it look like to have Jesus as our shepherd, and why him? Why follow Jesus as a good shepherd? So why we need one, what it looks like to be shepherd, and why follow Jesus? Now, here's the first thing. Why do we need a shepherd in the first place? Now, you're probably like me. You didn't grow up hanging around sheep. Anybody grow up shepherding? I didn't think so. Can we check the chat room? Anybody? Any shepherds this morning? We got one. Give it up. If you're a shepherd, just let us know so we can acknowledge you. But I didn't grow up with shepherds, but you get the basic idea, right? The shepherd, they do everything for the sheep. So if you didn't study zoology in college, sheep aren't the brightest of animals. You know, if you let a horse free, it'll go in the wild and it will thrive and it will make it work. If you let a sheep go into the wild, it's going to become someone's dinner. It's going to get lost. Sheep, they fall on their back and they kind of do one of these things that they can't get. They're just, you know, I guess they have their place in the world, but they need a shepherd. And the scriptures say that you and I are kind of more like sheep than maybe something cool like a lion or a jaguar or a zebra. And what that means is you and I need led. Now, I know you're thinking right now, you're like, but Chet, I'm a smart, competent, capable, kind, and responsible person. And I know you are on your best days. On your best days. But I've been a pastor long enough to know we don't always live on our best days. And that we all need a lot more guidance, a lot more help, a lot more protection, a lot more, can I say it, hand-holding from the Lord than we would ever imagine. I remember when I was a teenager, me and two of my buddies, Eric and TJ, we had a lot of dumb ideas as teenagers, but my grandpa had just bought a metal fishing boat, you know, probably like a 15-footer with a little Evinrude engine on the back, and you throttle it like this. Anybody with me on that? Yeah. It was a cool little like fishing dinghy. And one day, Lake Erie, really, really strong north winds. The lake was crazy. And in our minds, we thought it was a good idea. We said, why don't we take Grandpa's boat out in these huge waves? It seemed like a good idea. And I know you're like, well, you know, Pastor, the prefrontal cortex of teenagers isn't developed yet. And I've seen adults do equally as dumb things, all right? Don't give me the brain development talk. But anyway, so we decided to go out, and we go out of the mouth of the channel, and we're just gunning this little, like, 10-horsepower Evinrude motor, and we hit the first wave, and we're like, oh, my gosh, this is cool. And then we hit the second wave, and we go straight up in the air and come straight back down. The engine hits the ground and is completely busted. We're dead in the water, and there's all these big waves. And so the geniuses that we are, we said, well, we'll just jump out of the boat and swim it back in. Now, to make a long story short, we all lived. And we did swim the boat back into the marina by the grace of God. And yes, I may have lied about what happened and told my grandpa that I have no idea why your engine is broken and, you know, I would never think about doing something stupid like that. I was a teenager. But my point is that we all can be really dumb. That's what that story is about. And whether you're a teenager or adult, we all need a shepherd. We need someone to guide us. And I think what we do today, if we were to write these verses today in John chapter 10, it would be us saying, I'm the good shepherd. Not Jesus, but I'm the good shepherd. Because I think what we do today is we overestimate our ability to lead our own lives, to figure out our problems, to have the wisdom that we need. And you hear this all the time. People are like, well, hey, just the best way to live your life is to look into your heart, find your deepest desires, and be true to yourself and live out those desires. And you hear that, and that sounds like that makes a lot of sense. That sounds wise. But have you ever tried to do that? I feel like you become one of those Russian dolls where you just kind of keep opening and there's another desire and another layer and it gets really complex and confusing, because some days, like, my deepest desire is to just be a lazy bum and live on a beach all the time. And, like, that's authentic, man. Can I get an amen on that? That's true. I'm not making that up. That's all I want to do. I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to talk to anyone. I just want the sunshine in the sand. That's it. And then some days my deepest desire is to serve God and to care about people. And how do I put all that together? You got the beach bum over here and the pastor, and they're one and the same. It gets confusing. Because you and I are not the good shepherd to ourselves. We need a good shepherd that can lead us. We need one that understands us. We need something greater than our own self-leadership and something greater than any leader in this world. We need one who's not of this world and yet understands you perfectly, knows what your life should look like, knows what you should do, knows where you should go, knows how to take on the issue and the struggle that is happening right before you. And that's why you need a shepherd. That's why I need a shepherd. We need the good shepherd. Now, here's the second part. What does it look like to follow the good shepherd? And there's so many things I could talk about this morning, but I just want to give you two ideas to think about with this. What it looks like is that being shepherded means I'm aware, I'm acknowledging, and I'm learning to depend on Jesus Christ more and more every single day. See, I want you to think right now, what are the three or four or five biggest struggles that you're facing right now? Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's a worry of someone who's sick or ill in your life. Maybe you just feel lost and confused. I think if you've been through the last couple months and you're not a little bit off and you're not a little bit not yourself, then I'm not sure that you're human, right? It's been tough. It's been disorienting. It's kind of messed with our minds and our souls in real ways. And so whatever your struggles are, I want you to do this. I want you daily to begin to face those struggles and say, Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd. And I got to go pay my bills. And I'm not sure how to do it, how much is there, how long it's going to be there. Would you shepherd me through this? Maybe there's someone in your family that's sick and you're trying to take care of them. And every day it's hard and it's exhausting. I want you to just wake up and I want you to face that time that you have with them and just begin it this way. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd. I'm tired this morning, but I know I got to take care of my loved one. Would you give me the strength? Would you help me to have the patience? Would you walk with me through this time? That's what shepherding looks like. It looks like looking at all the areas of our life and saying, Jesus, I can't do this without your help. I need you. And if you kind of are thinking about this and you're feeling like, but that's so weak. To be that dependent just seems crazy. I know it does, but that's exactly what it looks like to live in a relationship with God. Living in a relationship with God does not mean that we have the strength to figure it all out, that we become these great people who don't need any help. In fact, as you spiritually mature, what you realize is you need more help than you ever thought possible. So if you're exhausted, you're actually in a good place. If you're empty, then you're now at a place where you can begin to connect to God as you should have been connecting before. You with me on this? And maybe the blessing of this time is that some of the scales have fallen off of our eyes and we realize how much we actually really need God. He is our shepherd. And then on the flip side, here's what I also want you to do, is that when things go well in your life, I want you then to just whisper a prayer to the good shepherd and say, you are the good shepherd. This blessing wasn't all me. It was from your leadership. And I say thank you. And I want you just to very intentionally acknowledge those times, those blessings, those good moments where the Lord is working for you. And instead of taking credit for him, instead of, you know, taking the Lord's idea and making it your own, taking the Lord's blessing and giving yourself the credit, I want you to acknowledge him because it will help you to see your dependence on him. You with me on this? And here's the last thing. Why Jesus? Why follow Jesus as a good shepherd? Why him? Well, here's what he says. The good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. There's so many things he could have said there, is it? You know, the good shepherd is highly trained and highly qualified. Good shepherd has all the highest tech shepherding gear. I don't know. Might be reaching on that one. But he says the good shepherd, here's what's different. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now I want you to think about this for a second. Every other leader in your life will say, give me everything up front, and maybe I'll give you something worthwhile in return. Every other religion, if you just cut it down to its essence, every other religion says, give me your devotion, give me your obedience, give me your performance, and maybe I'll give you heaven. Here's what Jesus says. I'll give you heaven up front. I will give you everything up front, without you lifting a finger. I will give you everything before I ever ask anything out of you. That's why you should follow Jesus. Your career says work hard for years. Sacrifice. Take time away from your family. Put your health at risk. Give everything. And maybe you can work hard enough and get far enough to have respect and financial security and a good retirement. Maybe. Unless we find someone better. Unless the economy doesn't crash. It says maybe. But Jesus said, I will give you the riches of heaven, even though you have nothing to give me. I will give you the crown of righteousness, and I will wear the crown of thorns for you. Why, Jesus? That's why. You won't find any other deal like that. There isn't one. And then he says also this, the good shepherd does not run away. You might run away from him. Maybe you're tuning in and you've been years kind of away from the Lord. You've not been connected to church. You've not been connected to your faith. Maybe you've ran away, but I want you to know he's not run from you. Even in your worst day, he loves you as much as your best day. In fact, what the gospel of Jesus means is that right now, today, you are as loved by God as you could ever be. If your life was perfect, he wouldn't love you any more than he does right now. If you wiped out all your mistakes, it wouldn't change the magnitude of the love that he has for you today. Because that's what Jesus offers to us as the Good Shepherd. Now, I believe that he is a shepherd that is real and active in our lives. And today, here's what I want you to do. I'm a simple person. I believe if the scriptures say he's a good shepherd, that he speaks to us, that his sheep hear his voice and obey him, then I believe he's speaking into each of our lives today. He's speaking. And I believe you can hear him. And it might not be a voice that's going to come from your closet. It might just be a powerful thought in your mind. It might be a prompting in your spirit. It might be a word from scripture or a word from a friend that you know has the influence of the divine on it. And however God is speaking to you today in this season, I want you to just hear his voice above all others, and I want you to follow him. Whatever you're facing, I know where he's calling you to go will be better days. If you're tired, if you're exhausted, if you're like, I just want things to move forward a little bit in my life, here's your path forward. The Good Shepherd. Hear his voice. Obey his voice. Believe his voice is speaking to you this morning. Follow his voice with trust and with joy, and you will not be disappointed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are the Good Shepherd. We acknowledge your presence here today in this room. We acknowledge your presence in every room where people are tuning in right now. Father, we by faith believe you are speaking. And so, Lord, we are listening. Father, whatever is going on in our hearts and our lives, Lord, where we just need your comfort, we need your strength, we need your protection, we need your provision, we need your wisdom, Lord. We acknowledge that we want it from you and you alone. Let your mouth speak to us and we will follow. We will obey because we know you've already given us everything before you ever asked for anything. You gave us all when you went to the cross and you died and rose again. So we trust you, we love you, we worship you, we thank you, and we will follow you. In the great name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.